The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 61, and happy belated Mother's Day to all those mothers over the weekend. I hope you enjoyed it and it was fulfilling. I know there are a few sons out there that were making mama proud. And on the return from New York Pro Champions, the sixth annual, we've got one new champion out of three different categories in the form of one Raleigh Winkler, who in his third contest in 2010 has walked away $15,000 richer with a $5,000 New York Pro Championship ring to show for his efforts and qualified for the 2010 Mr. Olympia once again for the second time in a little under a month. And congratulations goes out to our three-time New York champions, Kevin English in the 202 division, as well as Kathy LeFrancois for the three-peat. Both of these people have defended and won their championships three times, which I believe is a record. But without further ado, real quick, let's bring on the biggest little man in all of bodybuilding, fastly working his way to becoming one of the greatest 202 bodybuilders in the history, Big Kevin English from New York City. Kevin, welcome to MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean. How's it going?
Just wondering if it's starting to sink in when I say the greatest before your name, the 202 championship. Is that what you're trying to accomplish before all is said and done with you as a bodybuilder, become the greatest 202 bodybuilder in the world?
You know what? I don't know about the greatest. That would definitely be a goal of mine to accomplish, but definitely one of the top guys in the world. You know, when you look back, I want you to remember that I was a great bodybuilder, but also, you know, a great human being as well.
Mm-hmm. Which I think a lot of people would like, but being the competitor that you are and the humble man that you are, I'll toot your own horn. Kevin, you were second in the Olympia Showdown 2 years ago. Last year in 2009, you went and beat the guy that beat you in the form of David Henry, took the title from the champion, the reigning champion, and came back to New York for the three-peat. What you're doing right now is nothing short of amazing. How long do you see yourself competing as a professional bodybuilder?
That's really hard to say at this moment, but I could say anywhere between maybe another 3 to 5 years.
How old are you right now?
I'm 37.
And so possibly being done around 40-ish. I mean, 40 right now is like the new 35 in bodybuilding. So if you're 41 or 42 years old and you hang up the trunks for good, what do you want people to remember about you?
Just that, you know what, I was a really good bodybuilder who cared about, you know, other individuals. You know, getting these victories is nothing short of fantastic for me, but just, you know, all the emails that I receive, people coming up to me, there's so many people who are going through different trials and tribulations in their life, and they always tell me that, you know what, Kevin, you inspire me in a certain kind of way. So just, you know, to know that, you know, my victories and my wins is helping these individuals out in their life, and lifting them up in a certain way lifts me up as a person inside.
Well, how important is it to you that the 202 division was founded? Because prior to the 202 being created, you're one of those bodybuilders kind of languishing out there amongst the giants, hoping for that opportunity to get a good look and actually make something out of this industry. And it now, as it seems, the 202-pound division has not only put your name on the map, but it's almost a blessing and a curse because, like you said, in New York, it's a struggle to make 202. Can you make that weight for another 3 or 4 years training the way that you do?
That is very difficult. It's difficult to answer. Yes and no. Mentally, I believe I can do anything that I set my mind to. But at the same time, physically, just knowing how I train and, you know, the way I take my nutrition, I take it very seriously as far as getting all my meals in properly. It's definitely a real struggle for me to make that weight division. For me, hopefully, you know, maybe in the next couple of years, they might think about switching over and going to a high class instead of a weight limit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do feel that kind of contains as far as what you're able to accomplish. Like, I think this comes to a certain point with every bodybuilder, top-level bodybuilder, where you say, okay, you know what? If you can only go to this certain weight division, then you know, where's there room to make those improvements that you're looking to make? You can't, because you always have to keep within that weight restriction.
Well, do you think it's obviously not a perfect science in this 202 pound, whether it was 202 or 25 or originally 210. It sounds like the guys that are coming down from upwards of 260 like yourself will complain, and the little guys that are trying to come up from a 160, 170 pound class will complain. No one's ever going to be happy. However, I would see if it was a 5'5 and under or a 5'6 and under, the guys that are 5'7 would be pissed off. You know what I mean? So it's not an exact right. science, but you are making what you have work for yourself. While it's a struggle, you're getting rewarded for it and you're getting recognized for it. Other bodybuilders that competed around that weight class, Franco Colombo, Samir Banu, Frank Zane, Muhammad McAway, Lee Labrada, Lee Priest. I mean, these are guys that were legendary under 200 pounds, and yet the struggle wasn't as great as it is for yourself because you're one of the guys that comes down from such a high weight. What's going to be the right formula? Is it going to be trying to keep the weight down throughout the year or keep doing what you've been doing in the past, which is a struggle for you?
Well, now it's going to be a little bit easier going into the 202 showdown simply because of the fact that I just competed. So I'm definitely going to try to keep my weight to a reasonable number. For me, that would probably be somewhere around 240. So it won't be that difficult for me to come down as opposed to going up to 265 or 270. You know, and after this competitive season's done with, I'm going to definitely try to keep my numbers around like 240, 245, the highest, because it is a real struggle, you know. And another thing I want to say is that, you know, we will have like all the athletes have different symmetries and, you know, shape and so forth. And for me, I'm just trying to do the best that I can with what I have, you know, so. You know, there's certain things I want to try to work on as far as just, like, coming in, you know, a little bit tighter. But at the same time, it's hard because, again, like, coming down from such a high number, it's like, okay, you have to deplete your body so much that you never have enough time to really carb up properly. And if you try to rush it too much, then that's where you get watery and a little distended. And if you don't carb up enough, then your body looks flat and muscles don't look as full or your skin doesn't look as tight. So I'm just trying to find that balance right now.
Right. It sounds like there's a lot that goes into making just the weight, aside from looking great and phenomenal, to be a champion. But, Kevin, what do you say to the fans out there that are begging for you to come into the open division? How do you think you would fare, and what do you think you would compete at if you were to blow the 202 out and just compete in the open?
Okay, well, I just want to say that in 2008, I competed under 202. We were allowed to cross over and do the open, and I came in second in the open to Kai.
Right.
2009, we're no longer the crossover, but a lot of people said that I would have definitely fared well in that open class when Evan won. You know, I would have came in top two.
Mm-hmm. So, you think it's better to come in second, or is it better to come in and win? Second in the open or win the 202? What's better for you?
Well, I feel right now it's better for me to win, obviously,
yep.
You know, but there will be a time that I will compete in the open, you know. I feel that if I were to compete in the open, I could definitely come in around, like, 225, 230. It's just making sure that I come in just as symmetrical as I would at the 202.
Spoken like a true champion, Kevin. We're going to look forward to seeing you on the way to the Olympia Showdown. You got any more shout-outs before we move on to Big Victor Martinez?
Yes, I do. I'd like to thank all the fans, you know, around the world, especially the MD fans, Bev and Steve Weinberger, you know, for all their help throughout the years, my fiance Erica, my trainer, Dr. Michael Camp, and my nutritionist, Hani.
Right on. Kevin, congratulations. Stay the course, man. You're on the way to becoming the greatest 202-pound bodybuilder to ever walk the planet Earth. Stay in there, brother.
Thank you, Sean, so much.
All right, that's Big King Kevin English calling in from New York, fresh off of his three-peat, and a guy that was there knows a thing or two about winning, a former national champion, Arnold Classic champion, and came within a whisker of walking away with an Olympia title, the Dominican Destroyer, Dominican Dominator. Victor Martinez helped out on the play-by-play at the pre-judging. Victor, are you on?
Yes, I am. What's up, Sean? Hello, everybody.
Yeah, you heard Big Kevin English. Did you make it to the finals, by the way?
It was pretty much when we did the pre-judging. You know, it was a wrap-up, Sean. I mean, I told you it was Kevin winning.
Yep.
I mean, everybody saw our play-by-play. They saw that on the list right there.
Yeah, he looked like a man amongst boys up there. I mean, the second-place guy, nothing to sneeze at in the form of Jose Raymond, and third-place Jason Arntz. But it looked like there was a pretty wide margin between first and second, and even greater between first and third. Is Kevin going to be challenged this year come the Olympia Showdown in September by anyone out there that we haven't seen yet?
I mean, so far, I mean, the only one I can see is that, sorry, I forget his name, from Brazil.
Eduardo Correa.
Yeah, Eduardo, but then again, you're looking at Kevin, and it's Kevin comes down from these ridiculous weights. He comes down from 250s, 240s, and these guys are coming down from already 220s. So
right.
To actually compete with Kevin and actually bring him down, he's a force to be reckoned with in that class. He's pretty much dominating right now.
Well,
you said before, you know, when are we going to see Kevin in the open?
Right. What's your opinion then? He alluded to possibly changing the 202 to a high class, which obviously would favor him, but do you think it would take something away from the reason this category was developed in the first place? Because these little guys in the open division have a tendency to get overlooked. I mean, Hidetada Yamagishi, who was second in the open, has said at best he was 215 pounds. I'd love to get him on the scale. I thought he might have been closer to 210, but with it being an illusion, and you do away with the 202, would some of these guys get lost, or is this a good thing to have it as a weight class and not a height class?
I mean, you could say that, they will get lost, but then you look at, you know, these smaller guys. I mean, Yamagishi just dominated the open class. You know, he came out from second in the 202 to getting second in the open.
Right.
And, you know, if Rolly would have been there, he could have won himself. But
yeah.
He's one guy that could definitely hang with the open class, and Kevin coming in, he's definitely going to be one to hang with also. So you can't really determine just by them dominating the 202 what can they do different, what can they do on the open class that they're incapable of doing in the 202. Again, they're keeping their weight down, they're keeping themselves from being that overweight and being competitive in the open class, and they could do it. They could definitely do it, but what do they need to do? You know, basically not lose 30, 40 pounds to compete. That's one thing for sure.
Right. Well, you were there. You called it at the prejudging that Kevin was going to walk away with that title. He did, unrivaled. And again, in the open, we were both in agreement that our boy, Rolly Winkler, was going to walk off with the victory. But we want to get into that a little bit more in detail when we come back from the break, because you weren't there at the finals. But what did you see that Rolly brought to the stage that some of these guys did not have that ensured victory?
For right now, I can tell you he was definitely polished off. I mean, from his color to his posing, I mean, which he didn't have before in the earlier shows in the Arnold, he didn't have. I mean, he brought it all in this time around, and he stood out like a sore thumb. And the other guys had a little issues with the colors and slight water retention. I mean, he really hit it right on the money, and he came in at his best.
Yeah, and it seemed besides Hidetada, he was one of the more traveled bodybuilders. This was his third time up. It was Hidetada's fourth time competing this year, whereas the other guys seem to be fresh. I'll take that back. Tony Freeman did do the Arizona, and he also did the Arnold Classic. But what he did in this less than 1 year, because a year ago in March he was an amateur bodybuilder, is nothing short of amazing. But we're going to take our first commercial break here, Victor, on MD Radio. We're going to come back and find out a little bit more about how this sets the tone going into the Olympia lineup. Dennis Wolf didn't bring what we all expected him to bring to this show, so how's that going to affect the Olympia lineup? Number two, you took a full year off from competition, and it seems like right now life is good. We had a little skirmish over there in Germany that we're going to get a little bit into and find out exactly.
Oh, man.
Hey, you got to talk to your people. Well, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to find out a little bit more about what's going on in the world of Victor Martinez as he's on the eve of going after three-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, who will be coming up later in the show, trying to get his rightful place in the Sandow family come this September. Right back after this commercial break with Victor Martinez. The safe way you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens, leave me money.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
And we are back with the Zero Limits sponsored New York Pro in review with the Dominican Dominator, Victor Martinez, as we look back at what Rolly Winkler is accomplishing in his rookie season. Also, Kathy Lee Francois winning her third women's bodybuilding title. Narrowly beating out Sheila Blake out of Florida, who arguably could have won that competition, had lots of fans supporting her in that contest where she lost out by 1 point to Kathy. She didn't knock the champion out, and therefore she was reduced to the bridesmaid. And Heather Foster coming back, placing third after a long layoff and qualifying for this year's Miss Olympia. And not to be outdone, in our 202 division, Jason Arntz and Jose Raymond for the second time has now qualified for the Olympia Showdown All Olympia Weekend in Las Vegas, the last Saturday in September. We'll be there in full effect, Team MD coverage. Victor, you'll be on stage come that weekend. And again, we were looking back at the New York Pro as a bodybuilder and competitor. Did you see anybody out there that might have gotten sleight of hand, somebody that looked like they were better than they were and the, you know, the judges didn't reward them? Was there anybody that stood out to you?
No, I mean, all I have to say, I mean, we pretty much called it in the pre-judging. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were guys that I thought looked impressive from Canada. They did look good, but, I mean, we're looking at the top, the best of the best, and top five, we pretty much called it. Rolly coming back, basically his first year as a pro, doing well, and as has always occurred in the past, you know, guys who win the Arnold and win the New York Pro, pretty much a very top contenders at the Mr. Olympia.
Right.
He's definitely one to kind of be looking out for on that stage. Again, I mean, go back to the women's. I mean, Heather looked great, getting long layoffs. Kathy looking amazing. She did win by 1 point, but that 1 point kept her on top, and then great comeback by her.
Yeah, it seemed to be
getting there first.
It did seem to be the judges pretty much called it like you called it at the pre-judging, not too far off the mark. Didn't hear any boos. There were no big outrageous outbursts, but Big Ben Pekulski out of Canada seemed to have the biggest crowd reception or response. Why do you think that was? Was it his posing, or was it because he was one of those big mass monsters that people...
Oh, one of those big mass monsters. I mean, you can see how Marcus Rule always had his crowd. I mean, people love the mass monsters. They're the guys who can, you know, pretty much stand out, carry his mask, and pretty much shake the stage as they step on there, and they have a huge following.
Right.
They're a lot of fun to watch, and people just, you know, they're really pretty much amazed by how much muscle they carry. But we're going down to perfection, you know, conditioning and muscle balance, and that's what Rolly pretty much brought in. A lot of people going into this show were definitely expecting Wolf, the twin towers of this competition, Wolf and Tony Freeman, I mean, the tallest guys up there, they were expected to kind of tear down the stage, and they pretty much couldn't do it this time around. I mean, there's a few things that they didn't quite, for Tony, I guess, for doing so many shows back-to-back, Wolf, his last one being Mr. Olympia, so maybe it was getting used to the whole moving into the U.S. now, I mean, from Europe, I mean, from Germany, so it could be a few things, but Rolly pretty much, he did it all perfectly. He had Grandma helping him, and again, brought in his condition, had his A-game, brought in his color grade, his posing improved, and ultimately, in the end, that's what took it.
Yes, it was, and, you know, being the people's champion, or at least the crowd favorite, definitely helps lighten the sting where Ben Pekulski wound up in seventh place in the final tally. Let's not lose sight of the fact that there was a pro bikini competition where Missy Coles won the New York Pro Bikini, and Chelsea Montez got second place, and Sherilyn Ward got third. All three will advance to the first ever Miss Bikini Olympia Weekend. Real quick, Victor, there was a skirmish that went down over in Germany. Give us the real small cliff notes, because everybody's got their own take. Let's hear it from the champ. What went down over there? 42-year-old Chris Cormier and yourself, or it sounded like it was the rumble in the jungle. How'd that go down really quick?
Yeah, well, I want to congratulate Kevin English for this win. And my man Jason Arntz, you know, see you at the Olympia, and Jose, you know, good job.
I love the positivity. Okay, so
yeah,
that's talking to
you.
It
was just, you know, things that guys kind of go through, I guess, you know. I mean, everybody gets into a fight. Unfortunately, ours gets to get aired out into the open.
Was it a fight?
It's really no big deal. I mean,
but was it a fight? Was it a fight, or was it a wrestling match?
No, it was just a little scuffle. That's all it was, you know.
All right.
I mean, I'm just happy it ended as quick as it did. I mean, because two big guys, I mean, like Chris and I getting into it, I mean, somebody else could have gotten hurt along the way. And I'm just glad that nothing in that nature did happen. And I just hope that we'll you know, move on. I mean, we always hung out for many, many years. And, you know, again, I mean, certain things people can talk it over. Other things you really need to get down and dirty. And, you know, everybody knows it does happen. And, you know, we're not exempt from it. So.
Right, man. Well, you're spoken like a true champion and a mature adult. Glad to see nobody got hurt and that you guys kind of put it beyond you. Now you do have a bigger fight on your hands. In a couple of seconds here, I'm going to bring on the three-time defending champion of the Mr. Olympia weekend, Jay Cutler. What does he have to look forward to from the Martinez camp come September? What are you bringing?
I mean, I've been definitely working on that mass, which I lost from that injury in 08. Coming back again, I did compete in 09. Again, it wasn't at my top shape at 255. I was competing at 248, especially at the Olympia at 248. So kind of competing with that weight and not with the weight I left off in. It's not as competitive as I want to be when I'm facing guys like Jay Cutler on that stage. And now you have the guys, you have Kai Greene coming along, Phil Heath, do something improving, and Branch, you can never forget him. So basically on this time off, which, you know, people consider it off, but the time I had working off season and building is definitely to get back to where I left off. And so far, so good. Working with Joe McNeil, it's been great. I mean, the work we've been doing, it's been paying off. Again, working with my team again, with Dean Lewis and hooking up with Victor Munoz. And whenever I get a chance, I mean, I'm taking everything I can use. I mean, you know, I've been going out to L.A. and every time I'm out there, I hook up with Charles Glass. So I'm using all the firepower I can take.
Let me get a prediction real quick. 2007, you were second place. 2008, yeah. You took a year off. Last year, you came in sixth place. Where will Victor Martinez be when the dust settles this September?
Oh, this year, I mean, I'm looking at first, you know, but, you know, everything comes together. I mean, first place is definitely looming in the air.
All right, man. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you in September and seeing you more on the play-by-plays if we can get you out there to these shows. Thanks for your contribution.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Victor Martinez calling in from New York City, and I know all the way out here in Las Vegas, the three-time defending champ, Jay Cutler, is chomping at the bit. Everybody wants a piece of Mr. Olympia. Victor Martinez is no exception. Jay Cutler, welcome to MD Radio.
Thanks, Sean. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Well, Jay, between running your clothing business, running back and forth to the post office, to the bank and the gym and the grocery store and all that, traveling the world, you weren't there in New York City. I know you follow a little bit online. Real quick, what's been happening in the world of Jay Cutler before we take a commercial break and get to the nitty-gritty? Where you been?
You know, I'm just doing my thing, man, just traveling around, doing my training and putting my time as the champ. You know, that's you know, what I did, you know, basically all these years. You know, it's probably the same routine. You know how that routine goes. It's, you know, day in, day out, just trying to make money and be a great bodybuilder and, of course, be the ambassador at the same time. It's a challenge.
You're doing it well. A week ago, you had the Jay Cutler, second annual Jay Cutler Classic out there. How'd that go down for you?
That was great. We had a super turnout, 124 competitors. We sold over 1,000 seats. We had, you know, an excellent winner in the men's division that's, you know, you'll probably see some more of in the future. Mm-hmm. I came all the way from Bulgaria, which was quite an honor to have someone travel that far to win the Jay Cutler Classic. And we see all the coverage here on MD, which is kind of cool.
Well, it's rare that you have a bodybuilding show on a Sunday, and yours seems to have legs. You've got the competitors and the fans showing up. Is that you find a home for that contest because of your Mannion show? I mean, you flew into Pittsburgh, you guest posed, you turn around the next morning, you're up at the crack of dawn running this big production out there. Sunday weekend works for you, huh?
Well, it's always, the show has been around for about 15 years. It's been 2 years as Jay Cutler Classic, and
right.
You know, now I do co-promote the show with Steve Weinberger and Bev over there in New York, so it's, you know, definitely run a little different than it has in the past, and you know, we definitely have a huge following in Massachusetts, of course, being that's where I'm from, and it's one of the only two shows in Massachusetts. We also held the New England Bodybuilding Championships, which will be in October 23rd, 2010, in the same hall, John Hancock Hall in downtown Boston. So we have the two shows in Massachusetts now, and of course I'm part of both, and it's a huge following because I'm from there, and a lot of my friends, and of course everyone wants to be part of the Jay Cutler event because they know it's going to be covered and publicized because of my positioning.
Right, no doubt your fans support you. And there are a lot of young, hungry, animalistic bodybuilders out there that want a piece of you, Victor Martinez being one of them. We're going to take a commercial break, Jay. We're going to come back and talk about the business. Mr. Olympia, in its 45th year, goes down in September, last Saturday, in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you'll be going for your fourth Mr. Olympia title, and everyone's gunning for you. Take a commercial break. We'll come back and find out what it's going to take for you to do that.
Everybody to the wild, wild west, a state that's untouchable like
talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Tonight, your dark side war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
For mind-blowing energy coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, NO Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, NO Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. NO Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative NO Synthesize, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesize takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes. Your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Once again, this episode is being brought to you by Zero Limits. We are on live with the three-time reigning Mr. Olympia champion and Jay Cutler, who also has three Arnold Classic titles to his belt, numerous world titles from across the globe. Jay, you were not in New York City, but you do know the results of this competition. You were there at the Arnold Classic, where we saw a very young Rolly Winkler make his pro debut at the Arnold and place a respectable seventh, went on to place third place in Australia, and now has joined the elite team of New York pro champions like Durham Charles, Phil Keith, Branch Warren, Kai Green, Evan Sindapani, and the latest is Rolly Winkler. How impressed are you with this guy?
You know, I was impressed with him at the Arnold. I mean, I think, you know, he's just a time guy. I think it's time. I think he can continue and improve. And he has, you know, a lot of knockout shots. It's just, you know, polishing off the complete package and bringing the condition without getting, you know, overly big too quickly. And I think, you know, he has something going. I mean, obviously, you know, move up as quickly as he did. I mean, a year ago, you know, a lot of people don't realize this guy was winning the Arnold Amateur.
Mm-hmm.
And now to set foot onto the professional stage 1 year later and be winning professionals, beating veterans at the same time, it's pretty impressive. It's an impressive track record.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of hard to impress someone like yourself who's seen it all and done it all. But you were a little bit impressed, too, with Hidetada Yamaguchi there in Arizona when he got second place to Melvin Anthony. He winds up in second here, taking out for the second time this year Tony Freeman, arguably the winner of the contest on paper, Dennis Wolf, and one of the bigger men in all of bodybuilding in the form of Ben Pakulski. Is Hidetada bringing something special to the scene because he's like the Iron Man? He hasn't missed a pro show yet, and he's staying true to his word of competing in all of these pro shows at a relative small weight of around 215 pounds. What do you think about Hide?
Well, what's impressive is that he can compete continuously, and he has improved. I don't really think he's fallen back, and you know, you may have better judgment of that because I think you've been at every show, and I necessarily haven't. But I know he won recently, and now moving into New York, I mean, if Winkler wasn't there, the guy picks up another professional win, and I think the package, he could have been a little tighter, but I think the fullness and the roundness that he's created, the illusion that he's starting to create, here's a guy that people wrote off, you know, as never being a guy that would actually win competitions and be right up there at shows such as New York Pro, which is one of the elite contests. You know, you're seeing a guy breaking through, and he's kind of just beating the odds as, you know, not only being the first Asian bodybuilder to actually win competitions and you know, get into the Olympia competition, but this guy's the real deal. I mean, I think he's proven that, and he's getting better as he goes. So what else can I say? I mean, I thought it was a mistake him doing all these contests, and obviously I'm wrong.
Right. He seems to have taken the place of one Silvio Samuel, who's gone the way of Osama bin Laden, basically dropped off the planet Earth. Who knows where Silvio's going to resurface. But this is a guy that's walking in those footsteps and doing it with relative good success. The next pro show on the calendar will be the Connecticut pro show. Actually, it'll be Tampa Bay, July the 17th, and then we'll wind up there in Connecticut at the Europa Show of Strength on July the 24th. He plans on doing both of those and heading on into the other Europa pro show in Dallas, Texas. It'll be yet to be seen whether he'll be a better bodybuilder by the time the Olympia runs around, but everyone now knows who Hidetada Yamaguchi is, including the 6-foot, 260-plus bodybuilders out there who never probably dreamt that Hidetada would be taking them out the way they are. Let's speak of the third-place finalist, and that is Dennis Wolf. On paper, I said it before, this was his show to lose, and he did just that, Jay.
Yeah, he's been training in Las Vegas. I see him from time to time, and he pretty much, you know, I think this Dennis Wolf is a very focused bodybuilder, my sense, and from what I speak to people that are associated with him, he takes it very serious. I think Dennis Wolf just hasn't not found really what works for him, and I think he's relying on a lot of outside sources to bring him into the top shape that he thinks he can be in instead of kind of following his own path and just going at about what's most important. That's, you know, training rep after rep and set after set, and really trying to bring his body to mature it with the weights. You know, I think he's just trying to dial it in, you know, rather quickly rather than just, you know, taking his time to build and build and build. And, you know, he needs to compete. He needs to just not sit out and, you know, go after the big shows and just lay everything on the line. I think he needs to start competing more in order to learn his body and process it a little more so you can see what this guy potentially can bring, because obviously the New York package was very disappointing for the fans and for himself. You know, he was really projected to win this show, and being one of the bigger guys, you expected that to happen, but it just didn't fall his way.
Well, I've already gone on record, Jay, as stating that besides yourself, there's only one other person with the most to lose come this year's Mr. Olympia, and that would be Dennis Wolfe, because there were about seven or eight guys, including yourself, that were not there. Then you add the two guys that just took him out here in this contest, and there are still guys yet to compete, like Cedric McMillan, and some of the other guys that were kind of off last year, Gustavo Bedell and Melvin Anthony. I mean, these guys are all potential guys that could put him in their rear view. I mean, Silvio Samuel beat Dennis last year at the Olympia. If he meets the same fate this September, it pretty much does tarnish all of that is Dennis Wolfe. What do you make of that if he winds up missing the top 10 again?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I don't think it's so much, you know, I just think people worry about, well, he's got so much to lose, this and this and that. But, you know, everyone wants to win. Everyone wants to progress. You don't want to go backwards. And I just feel like he went a little backwards here. And mm-hmm. he just needs to find something that will leap him forward. You know, he needs to get back in the gym and just start training again and maybe even compete again before the Olympia.
Well, besides your traveling, that's what you've been doing. You've been globetrotting, jet-setting. I know you say you shut it down and you start doing the business. Will this year be much different in terms of your maturity level, knowing what's at stake, knowing that you could be one of the few men to ever win it four times, which puts you only behind Dorian Yates, Lee Haney, and Ronnie Coleman in number of victories, but in modern-day bodybuilding where there's $200,000 at stake in one night's work, are you paying a specific attention even more so than last year to improve on what you brought?
I think so. I've been very busy, but every year is very busy, and you know, I'm back in the winner's circle, which in a lot of people's mind they're doubting that I have the drive to be better, and I haven't really taken anything for granted. I would actually say, you know, my training is definitely better because I'm totally injury free, which last year I did have some bumps leading up to my competition phase, which is about to happen in about a month. I start actually preparing for the contest with a diet and a specialized training routine because my travel starts to slow. But I'm in a pretty good place. I'm pretty focused. I'm trying to train right now. I'm not at 100%, but best of my ability with what is on the table with my travel. You know, traveling takes a lot out of you, and you can't go in the gym and train like a maniac. You know, coming home, I just came home from an 8-day trip, and it's very taxing. I mean, you travel, and I trained on the road, and I trained as hard as I could to get in as much meals as I could, and you know, I just feel I'm in a pretty solid place. My attitude's, you know, that I can go and win, which I always thought last year, too. But remember, last year I was really up against the odds, so my outlook is a little more positive than last year, and there's a lot less people saying I can't do it, but there's a lot of doubters, too, and you know, I sometimes thrive on that, and I know I'm really stacked against a lot of great talent. And as we get build closer, you know, they have to start building the show, and all that hype starts, which I can't really stand the hype as much. But I'm going to do my best. I mean, that's all I can do. And you know, I just feel after last year's package, I'm definitely in a different place in my mindset.
Well, keeping it real, Jay, I was one of those guys that did not think that you can come anywhere close to what you brought to the stage. You want a fan in me by actually producing on stage, doing something I thought was virtually impossible this late in the game. But you know exactly what you did last year and what you have in front of you this year. What for you would be victory? I mean, and there's some personal things you've got to do in this gym and on this diet that were a little bit different. What do you want to see when you step on stage? Is it a lighter weight? Is it more condition here, more mass there? What are you specifically working on?
I have zero emphasis on size.
Okay.
Right now. I'm really focused because size has never been the issue with me. It's all about balance and conditioning, and that's what I brought in 09 to win. So I've been working on back angles. You know, I worked very closely with Hani Rambod this year, and you know, trying to send him pictures to see how I'm progressing. My training partners are following very closely. Brian Glynn, which you met when you were out here when we were doing some stuff for MD, he's really working on me with a lot of contractions and allowing myself to adjust to almost, you know, the type of training that I need to do at this late in the game to help chisel my physique rather than try to build more mass. I'm still sticking to a lot of heavy stuff, but I'm switching workouts where, you know, sometimes I do a lot more squeezing than I do pushing and pulling heavy weight. So I'm progressing. I feel, you know, my physique has come up some. I mean, just looking even at my own pictures from, you know, recent guest posings, I'm big and I'm in better conditioning than last year, and my balance is better. And that's really all I can hope for that continues for the Mr. Olympia. And whatever the weight may be, as long as I'm sharp and in condition and have, you know, from the backside especially what I had last year, I like to see improvement in a lot of areas. But, you know, I can only wish for my best, and I know at my best I can win.
Right on, Jay. Well, we're going to follow you on the countdown to this year's Mr. Olympia competition. In a little over a month, we're going to see you guest pose right here in California at the West Coast Classic put on by Lonnie Teeper, where one Asia Monet Ray will be your opening act. That's my daughter, 4.5-year-old Jay. Thanks for calling in. Keep us informed with what's going on in the world of Jay Cutler. This year's Olympia is shaping up to be nothing short of amazing, and I know you're going to be right there in the middle of it all.
Thanks to all my fans and sponsors and, of course, MD.
All right, that's Jay Cutler, three-time Mr. Olympia, going for number four. We're going to take a commercial break, the final break here. We're going to come back with the mayor from New York City to find out from a fan's perspective what went down and how it should be right after this commercial break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
To be the best, you must fuel your body with only the best. That's why Thermolife is committed to developing boldly innovative formulas, purity tested against the only true standards in the industry today. In an industry full of hype and contaminated products, why take a risk? Use Thermolife, pure scientific innovation for pure mass, pure power, and purest results ever. Thermolife is redefining the purity standards in the industry today to help hardcore athletes like you achieve your best. Live Thermolife today and learn more about how Thermolife quality control standards are changing the industry at Thermolife.com. Come learn about our new patent-pending creatine nitrate in C-Ball, our industry's most innovative and powerful natural testosterone booster, T-Ball, the non-hormonal powerhouse E-Ball, and the best-tasting protein ever, Vasolate, the only protein in the world fortified with leucine nitrate. You can get information on our other products and learn about the soon-to-be-released groundbreaking Pump Ball. That's www.thermolife.com for the highest quality, most effective products ever made.
Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today. Where other companies fall short, VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience
experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the zero limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is Jay Cutler, and you're listening to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's Stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of Stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys.
All right, we are wrapping it up here with the New York Pro In Review brought to you by Zero Limits. We just heard from three-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler. We're going to make a dramatic jump from Big Jay Cutler all the way to the mayor over in New York. Mayor, welcome back to MD Radio.
Great to be back, Sean. A drop in about over 100 pounds in gas.
Yeah. Well, man, you got a thread on that you just put up, like, I think last night or something. It's already got 1,200 hits with tons of pictures. It seems you were not at a loss for meeting up with anyone and everyone in the who's who of bodybuilding that weekend. You've got a great photo gallery going on. How did you see this contest, man? I know you're like an expert.
Thanks for the compliment. I saw it, you know, Raleigh looked fantastic. He had the, you know, quintessential thickness that you need today, and he was shredded to the bone. And he brought up his posing. He presented his physique very well. And then Hide, he's the master of illusion. Doesn't have that much size, but yet he manages to come so full and hard that he covers up his bad spots.
Were you one of the guys that had Dennis Wolf in like second place, or was that one of your other boys?
I love Dennis Wolf, but I'm very disappointed, as I think most of the fans were. Not because we don't like Dennis as a person. It's just his physique. He looked okay from the front, but the back area is very problematic, certainly at the pro level. You know, we're really picking the guy apart, but, you know, he needs to really get in tune with somebody in back training because he needs to bring it up big time. Because Olympia, even Dexter Jackson, guys like that have very thick backs.
Who got the shaft in your book? I mean, you're sitting there, you're a fan, you got no horse in this race. Who got the shaft this weekend?
The judging was pretty reasonable. I think that the guy who was most overlooked was Eugene Mission because he brought his best physique. He was full, he was hard. He can't change his structure. But let's put it this way. If Dennis Wolf brought what Eugene brought, Dennis would have won the show hands down.
Well,
Eugene brought his best.
If I'm not mistaken.
I thought he got a little overlooked. The field was interesting because everybody had their flaws. But I think Eugene definitely would have been in my top five for sure.
Well, he was sixth for the record, and Big Ben Pakulski was in seventh place, who actually was the crowd favorite.
Yeah, Ben's posing routine was excellent. He was in great shape. His back came up, you know, enormously. I just think his arms are definitely lacking, the triceps, forearms. You know, for the pro level, I mean, these guys all got pretty big arms, but he's definitely going to have to bring up the triceps because it shows off in the front double bicep shot that it's, you know, lacking, you know, a fair amount, just being super critical, of course. But his conditioning and posing was excellent. It was a very interesting show. I think the judges did a pretty good job overall. I just think Eugene, no doubt, should have been in the top five somewhere. And I don't know where, if I would have had Dennis Wolf in the top five, I was so disappointed in him. I really was.
Well, there's the answer to my question. You would have taken Wolf out and added Eugene in.
I believe so because, you know, similar heights. I mean, it's hard. You know, Dennis was just so disappointing. We just expected so much from him, and he just didn't bring it. Like, if he did what Eugene did, it would have been lights out. But, you know, Eugene brought his best. He doesn't have the structure, but he brought his best physique. And like he did, that counts for, it should count for something.
Really quick, did you watch the women's bodybuilding?
Yes, I did. Another very interesting mixture of physiques. Kathleen won, hard as nails, great poser, shredded glutes, which is rare with the women's bodybuilding. And I felt that Debbie Bramwell might have been the odd person out there because she was in great condition. I felt they were kind of going back and forth between with Heather and her great shape versus other people in a little better condition. So it was, once again, like kind of like the men's, a very interesting mixture of bodybuilders. But Kathleen is a class of a lot. I love her.
Did you bother looking at the bikini there, Mayor?
Yes, I did. I did notice Marissa Prince because of the Gaspari ads, but the girls, the only thing I noticed is the girls, the top three all had pretty muscular midsections. I wasn't really expecting that. They weren't like bodybuilders, but they would certainly, this group leaned toward, I think, the figure more so. That's what I heard around the, you know, around the show, that they had a little abdominals. I expected a little more like Marissa, a little softer look.
Yeah, well, for what it's worth, Yelena Abu, according to myself and Victor Martinez, should have won that contest. But congratulations to Missy Cole. With that, Mayor, it brings us to a close. This segment's very short. We had a lot of heavy hitters on, but thanks for calling in and giving us your two cents. I'm glad you were able to make it out and support the show. You've been doing it for 20-something years now.
Excellent. I appreciate you having me on. It's a great time.
All right, we'll see you on the boards. That is the Mayor, Big Dan, calling in from New York. And with that, it comes to a close, episode number 61. We're now setting our sights on the next Pro Bodybuilding Championships, the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Tampa Bay Pro, which will be coming up July the 17th on the IFBB Pro calendar. But prior to that, we'll roll into the Junior Nationals in Chicago, promoted by Pam Betts. So stay tuned to MD Radio, where the latest breaking news in the world of bodybuilding comes to you live right here from Sean Ray. For Jay Cutler, Victor Martinez, the Mayor, and big-time Kevin English, Muscular Development, we are out. In that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be, the state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens, lean mean money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes, ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com.